Thank you all for coming in to listen to some of the things we're doing at Texas A&M. If you've been around, listen to some of the talks that Dr. Smith or that Ben presented earlier, it's dealing with the same germplasm lines, the extra long staple uplands that have been developed with the common parent of 94L25. This specific study was looking at how well do these lines spin in comparison to other commercial checks. And you'll note the long list of people. We've been working on these lines for a long time, and lots of different people have collaborated in this work. Just to give you some background information, these ELS upland lines were developed as intraspecific crosses, that is, uplands by uplands. We also do mutation breeding and interspecific, but these lines were uplands by uplands. The method that we used last year, I presented our data from a mini spin. This year, and for the mini spin, you use 7 pounds of lint to spin yarn and to run tests on it. We wanted to see how well that data correlated to the regular, what is accepted when you use 50 pounds of lint to produce the yarn. And so that's the data I'll be presenting today. Our methods, we use 2 ELS upland strains, Fibermax 832, which is a good fiber quality for uplands, PSC 355, which is a very short fiber. We actually had to drop it from the study because it couldn't be spun at the yarn counts that we were spinning these other varieties at, and then also a Pima type, Pima HTO from over in the California area. We had 3 field replications in RCBD. We grew them in 2007 and 2008 in College Station, Texas. Unfortunately, our scheduling to get these to the gin in New Mexico and then on to be spun in Lubbock, we weren't able to get this last summer's data, so this is just the data from 2007. These were irrigated, normal cultural practices for commercial production. We used a one-row spindle harvester. We ginned them at the Southwestern Cotton Ginning Research Laboratory in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Half of each plot was roller ginned, and the other half was saw ginned. Just a note, the lint cleaners were different based upon what would normally be done in a commercial setting. So the roller gin had the lint cleaners that a normal roller gin would have, and the saw gin had the normal lint cleaners that a saw gin would have. We then conducted the spinning test at Fiber in Lubbock, Texas. We conducted HVI, APHIS, combed 50 count and 80 count yarn. The HVI, give me a second just to set these tables up. The ones you'll notice each time that the genotype order will change. The best performing will be on the top, the lowest performing will be on the bottom. The 2 commercial checks, the Pima and the FM 832, will be highlighted in red, and our 2 ELS lines will be in the maroon. In Micronair, all 4 genotypes fell within acceptable ranges according to the USDA loan chart, ranging from 4.0 up to 4.5. Only FM 832 was different from the others. The upper half mean length, this is really the true value of this ELS material. It is their exceptionally long length for an upland type. Both B18233 and 34 outperform both of the checks, including Pima, which Pima is known for having a long length. In some of our previous tests, we did obtain longer lengths than this, but in this particular study, 18233 had a UHM of 1.35 inches. Uniformity index, 18233 performed the same as Pima HTO, B18234 and FM 832 at 82%. All 4 of these numbers look to, there's no really significant biological difference here as far as length uniformity index. Now, maybe one of the areas for us to look at to improve upon is strength. Pima did outperform the 2 ELS lines by quite a bit, performing at 37.7 grams per text as compared to B182-33 with 32.3. But you will note, those of you that have experience with upland types, this is still a good strength to have. And combined with the length, this is pretty unique material. In order to gain the length, we didn't sacrifice strength for the upland type. Yes, in order to compete with Pima varieties, the strength will have to be improved upon. The two ELS lines also perform lower than both of the commercial checks for elongation. We range from 4.6% down to 3.8%. We see once again in the APHIS data with the upper quartile length that both of the ELS lines once again outperform both of the commercial checks, B18233 having 1.46 inches. In our short fiber content, B18233 performed the same as Pima HTO, and both of the ELS lines numerically were higher than FiberMax 832, but 34 and 832 performed the same statistically. Another area that we can improve upon in order to compete with Pima is in standard fineness. The Pima variety did perform the best at 164.3, and next came B18234 with 170.8. So once again, when you're spinning yarn, the fineness makes a difference. The more fibers that you can get in the same cross-section of yarn, the stronger your yarn's going to be. So another area that we can improve upon. There were no significant differences for immature fiber content, nor for maturity ratio. We did notice that there was a larger number of NEPs per gram for the ELS lines. And just to show you why I believe that's happening, the leaf type for the two ELS lines are much hairier than what you would commonly see. And just a visual inspection, comparing these four genotypes, you will notice that the ELS lines have more trash material when you pick them. And so it could make a major difference on how well you pick it and how well you get it defoliated before you pick it in order for it to compete with other genotypes. So I show that slide just to maybe explain a little bit why we're noticing so many more NEPs in the ELS lines compared to the commercial checks. On the yarn data, this is the 50 count yarn. When looking at the tensile strength of the yarn, Pima did perform the best. The two ELS lines fall in between, and they outcompete FiberMax 832. We see the same trend when we look at the percent elongation before break. Pima's on the top, FiberMax is on the bottom, and the two ELS lines in between. Same trend once again when we look at the number of thick places. And this is actually when we look at the number of thin places. And we switch a little bit. We switch the trend when we look at the number of thick places. This may once again be explained by the amount of trash content that we're finding in the ELS materials. Both of the commercial checks perform better for the thick places, as well as the N200 number, which is another measurement of thick places. However, both the ELS lines had less hairy yarn, more even yarn for the 50 count yarn. Now, you'll notice that we dropped FiberMax 832 when we go to the 50 count. For its length, it was not possible to produce efficiently and economically an 80 count yarn. So once again, we see the value of the ELS material for breeding germplasm, that over a very high quality upland, FiberMax 832 couldn't be spun at this, whereas our ELS material can. However, we do see once again that Pima did outperform both of the ELS lines in all of the categories for the 80 count yarn, except for in the hairiness, where B18234, well, they all perform statistically the same here. Now, I wanted to compare just for a minute the roller, combined all the roller types, all the roller lots, and then all the saw, and compare does roller ginning over saw ginning provide any benefit? And there were significant differences, but there were no genotype by gen type interactions. Therefore, all the genotypes responded to the type of ginning the same. We did see that we have a higher micronair, a longer length, a more uniform length distribution, but the same strength and elongation for the roller ginning over the saw ginning. See the same type of thing with the aphis. There really were no major points to be brought up here. Probably the same thing that we've seen before. The roller gin breaks the fiber probably less than you see with the saw gin, so you have longer lengths, less short fiber content. But outside of that, the ELS genotypes didn't benefit more by being roller gin than did FiberMax 832 or the Pima. And we see the same thing when we look at the yarn data. There were no significant differences except for the N200 measurement. And in the 80 count yarn, there was no significant differences whatsoever. So what conclusions can we draw? The ELS upland lines did produce a superior 50 count yarn relative to an upland commercial FiberMax 832, however, did not outperform Pima HTO. Pima did produce the superior 80 count yarn relative to the ELS upland lines. However, as I mentioned, the 80 count yarn could not even be produced when using FiberMax 832 because of its short length in comparison to the ELS lines. The ELS lines did produce the longest upper half mean length in comparison to FiberMax 832 and the Pima variety that we used. The ginning method, i.e. saw ginning versus roller ginning, had no major impacts on fiber properties for the genotypes that we used. And just a look at some of the future research that we plan to do with these ELS lines is to continue to incorporate greater fiber bundle strength, better fiber length uniformity, improve fiber fineness, improve fiber length percent, and of course yield potential. And just to highlight, probably fiber bundle strength, the fineness, and will probably gain the most when doing yarn comparisons with Pima. And with that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated, the Texas Department of Ag, Southwest Cotton Ginning Research Laboratory, and Fiber in Lubbock for all your help. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have. I actually do not know. I'd have to defer that question to Dr. Hikei if he remembers. The question was, what was the number of spindle twist? Or?
No, spindle speed and twist multiple.
The spindle speed and the twist multiple. For both the 50s and 80 count yarn? Yes. The question was, how well do these ELS lines yield? They don't do terrible. You would expect. We'll focus on the positive. They don't yield as well as other commercials. That's just the plain bottom fact. But they don't yield bad. I mean, tomorrow, if you're still around, you might come listen to Nino Brown's talk. He deals with the yield of some of the ELS lines a little bit. And they don't do terrible. With the two, it yielded better than Pima in my test, and you could just tell that by looking at it. And that's partially due to the fact that Pima doesn't always establish a stand as even as uplands and some different things like that. So that's just... that's not statistically sound, what I just told you, but from my observation in the field this summer, they did yield better than the Pima. Probably not better than FiberMax 832, though. But they're not. It's good germplasm to breed with, I would say, to incorporate greater length in uplands. Other questions? Well, thank you for your patience and for your attention.